It is nearly a quarter past seven on a Friday. That means Jeff Held is in once more, and we are going to look over a week of some truly weird headlines.
There'll be some weird ones in there, Nick. And it's like we're slowly getting back into the groove. School's back. People are coming back from holidays. Politics, yeah, we're starting with the scandals, citizenship crisis, raids. So, yeah, we're back on track. So let's go back to Monday. A Razor Gang documents released under Freedom of Information Act showing that the Abbott government was actually considering cutting benefits to all under 30s, saying that any so-called job snob would be denied welfare or any benefits.
Job snob. What
yes.
a term.
Yeah,
what
absolutely.
Term.
Coming from the coalition. That was dumped because they then realised the implications of possible crime waves, poverty and other things that would follow through if this was adopted. However, interesting to know that they were even thinking about that. Also on Monday, Australia looking to become a major arms exporter, targeting the US and Middle East. Malcolm Turnbull and Julie Bishop all standing there very proudly. Sydney trains ran relatively smoothly after strike action was called off. We were anticipating problems on the line, maybe thinking that some train drivers would call in sick. There was a little bit of absenteeism and there were a few delays, but generally you'd have to say it was not a bad morning on Sydney's trains. And for sports nuts, Roger Federer wins an unprecedented 20th Grand Slam, beating Martin Cilic at the Australian Open. Moving to Tuesday now, New South Wales Transport Minister Andrew Constance, hardly a day goes by without that man's name, admits that there are problems with the new timetable. He actually said that, yes, it's one thing they have to look at. If there is a minor problem on one of the lines, the entire rail network risks being gridlocked. I think a few other people could have told him that weeks ago, but he came out and said that on Tuesday. Experts called on Canberra to reverse plans for tax cuts, claiming budget repair is far from over. 100 people killed in Kabul in a deadly explosion there. ISIS claimed responsibility. That's one to watch, I think. It seems there is a resumption of hostilities in that area
yes.
after the cold winter.
Yeah.
And also, police cracking, I don't know why I'm reading this, police cracking down at a nude beach on Byron Bay following reports of lewd behaviour in the scrub.
I'd missed that. So
well, there we go.
Yeah.
We'll move on to Wednesday now. Donald Trump had his State of the Union address. He says it's one of the great speeches ever made in the chamber.
He does he?
Yeah, he said that.
Oh, he's pretty adamant, so sure.
Yeah, and I heard Kellyanne Conway saying it was magnificent. So I'll leave that up to our listeners to make a judgment on that. He said that he wants the nuclear, America to become a great nuclear power.
That's right.
Amongst many other things. And it was really interesting watching the crowd in the chamber. Pretty much the Democrats sat there and the Republicans stood up and gave him a standing ovation after every sentence, which he read from a teleprompter.
Of course he did.
Even though he said he hates teleprompters in the campaign.
They weren't going to let him get away with a State of the Union that wasn't carefully vetted and well put together.
Absolutely. Matt Common was appointed the managing director, the boss of the Commonwealth Bank of Australia. A lot of criticism about that, saying that he is part of the culture that has led to many of the scandals that we've seen involving that particular bank. Ferry McFerryface. Well, we all know about that. Gee, where do we start with that one? Okay, so basically a poll was held last year where Mr. Constance, again, we can't get away from him, came out and said that there was an overwhelming result for Ferry McFerryface. Consequently, we found out, well, no, there wasn't. Ian Kiernan was overwhelmingly voted. But then Mr. Constance came out and said, no, it was a misunderstanding. It was just for the summer period. And it was great for the kids to take selfies of Ferry McFerryface. So he would change it to May Gibbs. However, May Gibbs is not eligible. So at the moment, Ferry McFerryface is,
I believe,
nothing.
Emerald number six.
Yes, something like that. On a sad note, the actor from Glee, Mark Salling, committed suicide at the age of 35. He had been sentenced over child pornography charges and was awaiting sentence. And a reminder, if you are having difficulties in your life, to call 13 11 14, which is Lifeline. Yesterday, we had the fallout from the top secret files found in a secondhand Canberra furniture store. And that has played out today.
That's not going anywhere for a while.
Where do we start with that? Let's break it down. Okay, so they were found in the store containing all sorts of documents, intelligence, stuff that Penny Wong had when she was in charge of defence, Kevin Rudd.
Going back years.
Going back years, yeah. Kevin Rudd suing. We've had raids overnight. Now, initially we had a raid yesterday. I was talking about a raid where they secured the information in the ABC offices. Well, overnight they've actually seized the documents, ASIO. So that's where we
find ourselves.
Yeah. And I think we'll be hearing a lot more about this. Codeine products were officially banned at pharmacies from midnight yesterday.
And my head is pounding.
Yeah. You may have heard in the news that one Melbourne chemist has already had like 2,000 prescriptions.
This doesn't shock me. Of course, people doctor shop in this country. It's
absolutely.
Well done.
Yeah, so I don't think that problem has been solved, although doctor surgeries may well be very crowded with people wanting prescriptions. Craig McLaughlin was cleared of allegations that he was sexually harassing people on the set of the Dr. Blake series, although the finding was that he acted bawdy and crude.
And just to be clear, this was an internal investigation.
Absolutely.
This was not a police investigation. This is basically the Dr. Blake production company going, oh, no, it's all good.
Yeah. And, of course, Mr. McLaughlin has stood down from the stage production of the Rocky Horror Show, which is still playing in Adelaide. So I think we'll be hearing more on that story. And that was the week that was featuring Ferry McFerryface, I think.
And the cabinet
documents.
And the cabinet documents. It's hard to know. Do you, the filing cabinet for Australian of the Year or Ferry McFerryface? It's never too early to start thinking about this.
I'll get back to you on that.